The mayor of Vermont's largest city delivered his sixth State of the City address Monday night. Merle Weinberger said Burlington is a strong and vibrant community as he outlined five goals for the next year. The Burlington City Council meeting on Monday night was focused on formalities as councilors were sworn in following the March Town Meeting Day elections. The focus of the evening was the presentation of Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger's State of the City address.
The state of the city is strong and advancing towards a brighter, increasingly dynamic, and more just future.
The mayor began by lambasting Trump administration policies and their potential impact on the city.
Our government is now shutting its doors to talented, hardworking refugees and immigrants. This policy change will have a profound impact on Burlington. Immigration has made us much more diverse and culturally rich, and has been a part of Chittenden County's economic success. We are also witnessing the federal government's abandonment of its role in cleaning up Lake Champlain and fighting climate change, funding the arts, improving American policing, and much more. We here in Burlington must continue to work harder than ever to keep our doors open and to keep advancing.
Mayor Weinberger focused on five areas for the upcoming year: public spaces, roads and sidewalk infrastructure, alternative transportation options, environmental stewardship, and public safety. He wants to double the mileage of roads repaved and triple the amount of sidewalks that are rebuilt. A new walk-bike master plan for the city will be brought before the council for adoption. A primary emphasis is what Weinberger says is the need to hire new police officers and firefighters.
For years, we have asked our officers to do more and more as they've responded to the dual crises of an opioid epidemic and a failing mental health system. The administration's FY18 budget will add three new sworn officers in July, increasing the size of the department for the first time in 15 years. Also, I intend to bring to the council later this month a new proposal to immediately and permanently add three firefighters to the department, also the first increase in 15 years.
Mayor Weinberger expects the continuing opioid crisis to be the most difficult issue the administration faces.
We have not turned the corner in this crisis yet. In fact, we saw in 2016 the deaths rise 38%. So it's going to require us to work in new ways, and we need more investment. So I would put that as probably the most challenging item, but it's also something I'm extremely committed to.
Peter Clavel served as Burlington's mayor from 1989 to 1993 and from 1995 until 2005. The progressive Democrat found a number of huge challenges outlined in the speech.
I'm really struck by the enormity of the opioid crisis challenge. Other challenges are ones that I'm more familiar with. You know, the affordable housing crisis and the constant tension between growth and development, and how do you grow a sustainable community, and how to do this all without raising taxes. And from my perspective, he's doing a decent job of keeping taxes down while at the same time expanding essential public services, police and fire. And it was a very invigorating and ambitious agenda that he laid out for the city.
City Council President, Progressive Jane Nodell, says the mayor's agenda is ambitious, but omitted a critical item.
One topic that I consider the biggest challenge facing the city this year is Burlington Telecom. How are we going to sell it, which we've agreed to do, but sell it to someone who satisfies Burlington residents' desire to still have local control, to have a local economic development asset that's going to help us create new jobs? That's a big challenge, and we didn't hear much about it tonight.
Weinberger took office in April 2012 and is in his second term. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.